who's also the national president of the American Association of University Professors, says he's still concerned.
They did say that they were marking activities that faculty and staff should consider to be unethical. So that's a pretty strong warning to faculty and staff not to do these things, even if they wouldn't be enforced. And of course, that they wouldn't be enforced now doesn't mean that they wouldn't be enforced 2 years from now.
Nelson says the memo has several flaws. He says one example is saying if a political science or sociology class were asked to attend a political rally as part of their studies, the policy would prohibit their instructor from attending. Nelson says he's consulted with other university administrators and thinks the policy appears to be the first of its kind. U of I President Joseph White addressed it at this week's annual faculty meeting, noting the policy is bound to be violated now and then.
When we engage in political activities on the campus, when we're not using university resources, when we are on our own time, that even if it perhaps is a technical violation because of the origins of these policies, common sense prevails.
Nelson has distributed a statement to other faculty citing problems with the ethics policy. He's hoping to hear a response from U of I ethics officers soon. A federal judge is siding with the Army in a lawsuit over shipping neutralized VX nerve agent from Indiana to Texas to be incinerated. U.S. District Judge Larry McKinney granted the Army's request for summary judgment in the suit filed by the Sierra Club and other groups. That suit wanted the shipments from the Newport Chemical Depot to Texas stopped. It contended the shipments were illegal and that the Army hadn't fully assessed the risks. But McKinney ruled that while the waste was hazardous, it was not a munition or chemical agent. McKinney found in favor of the Army on all the issues raised, including the Army's contention that it fully considered the risks of the shipment. The last of the VX at Newport was destroyed in early August. State regulators say they're investigating a development firm suspected of bilking Muslim investors in Illinois of as much as $50 million. The Secretary of State's Securities Department issued a temporary order this week preventing anybody from buying or selling assets of Sunrise Equities Incorporated. The CEO of the Chicago-based real estate development firm disappeared last month, and some of his investors believe he's returned to his native Pakistan. Authorities say Salman Ibrahim allegedly persuaded up to 200 investors, many from a large Indian and Pakistani neighborhood on the city's north side, to invest their savings or mortgage their homes to help fund real estate ventures. The Champaign-Urbana area has now one Spanish-language newspaper instead of two. El Informador put out its final issue this month after 7 years of publication. The newspaper was launched as a monthly student project on the U of I campus, but last year the News Gazette acquired El Informador, hired its key staff members, and started publishing it as a weekly. The paper focused on local news, some of it translated from the News Gazette and some gathered by their own staff. News Gazette's Director of Market Development and Special Projects, Amy George, says El Informador distributed a healthy 4,000 to 5,000 copies an issue, but ad revenue was not what they hoped.
I believe the paper was being read. I believe it was serving a purpose as a good communication device. But unfortunately, our company, like many companies, just was not in a position this year to carry a product that was not paying for itself.
George says one factor was competition from La Prensa, a competing Spanish-language paper. She says they've agreed to help the El Informador staff. The News Gazette is agreeing to help the staff should they find a new backer to help them relaunch. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programs are made possible by HigherEdJobs.com, listing open faculty and administrative positions at colleges and universities across the U.S. Online at www.HigherEdJobs.com.
It's 534. Mike Sola has our weather.
Well, Tom, the quiet conditions are courtesy of a high-pressure ridge that stretches from the Great Lakes back to the Ozarks, and there has been a weather system that tried to push into northern Illinois, a weak cold front, but it pretty much dissolved as it moved into the area. Now it's just a weak stationary front stretching from northwestern Indiana up through southern Michigan and on into Canada north of the St. Lawrence River Valley. So we still have nice conditions courtesy of that high pressure, and that will last for a couple more days before another cold front tries to push into the area. And right now on the timing for that, it looks like it'll probably bring a scattering of showers and thunderstorms into northwestern Illinois. Maybe late Sunday or early Monday, and then central Illinois looking for chances for rain on or around Monday. So, great weather till then. Clear tonight, the low 54, and a light east to south northeast wind. Sunny tomorrow, the high 85. Again, the wind out of the east-northeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. More stars overhead for Friday night. Saturday morning, low 55 degrees. Saturday afternoon's high 84 under a sunny sky. Then partly cloudy on Saturday night with a low of 57. Sunday, partly sunny. The high temperature around 80 degrees. Across Illinois and Indiana tonight, mostly clear. Lows between 50 and 55. A little warmer near Lake Michigan. Then mostly sunny tomorrow with highs between 80 in northern and eastern Indiana, up to around 87 degrees in southwestern Illinois. It's 81 on Friends Plaza, 80 at Willard Airport. At 5:35, I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As the Wall Street bailout package takes shape, the details are becoming clearer as far as how the government might take partial ownership of financial companies. The idea is if the government bought troubled assets from a bank, in return it would get warrants, which are basically stock options. That way, the Treasury could get back billions of dollars by selling that stock after the crisis is over. And that strategy has worked for bailouts elsewhere in the world.